Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Where's my music? There it is, right there. Look at that.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
One, two, three, four. This is Michael Franti with a little subterranean homesick blues. Kick it off like this. It's hey, Johnny's in the basement, mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement, thinking about the government. The man in the trench coat, badge got laid off. Texas got a bad call, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, some young dead. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway, looking for a new friend. The man in the coonskin cap is in the big pen. Wants $11 bills, but you only got 10. Maggie comes Fleetfoot, face full of black soot, talking at the heat foot, plants in the bed, but the phone's tapped anyway. Maggie says that many say they got a bust in early May, orders from the DA. Look out, kid, no matter what you did, walking on your tiptoes, don't try no those. It better stay away from those that carry around the fire hose. Keep a clean nose, watch the plain clothes. You don't need no weatherman to know which way the wind blows. You got to get sick, get well, hang around an inkwell, ring bell, hard to tell if anything is gonna sell. Try hard to get far, get back, ride trail, get jail, jump bail, join the army if you fail. Look out, kid, you're gonna get ahead. Our users, cheaters, six-time losers, hang around the theater, girl by the whirlpool, looking for a new pool. Don't follow no leaders, watch the parking meters. Get born, get warm, short pants, romance, learn to dance, get dressed, get yourself blessed, gotta be a success. Please her, please him, buy gifts, don't steal, don't live, no man, 20 years of schooling and they put you on the day shift. Look out, kid, they keep it all here, better jump down a manhole, light yourself a candle, don't wear sandals, try to avoid the scandals, don't wanna be a bum, you better chew gum, the pump don't work cause the vandals stole the handles. And that's how we take it underground to cure the subterranean homesick blues. You said, oh yeah.
Michael Franti in his version of the subterranean homesick blues. We're going to take a look at this Bob Dylan literary thing, this Nobel Prize thing. Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Marr, and this is Inland Folk. And we're just going to take a look at those things, those areas in Bob Dylan that may or may not be considered literary. The first time the Nobel Literary Committee actually gave a prize to a musical artist. And it means something, because normally it's novelists or poets. And what they basically said was Bob Dylan crossed that line between a songwriter and a poet, and where songwriting and poetry, true poetry, really begin, and where all of that merges, and that Dylan was and is the one who can do that, and he still can. He doesn't do it as much. Now he tends to write more in just the popular vein. But in those early years especially, oh my goodness, oh my gosh. Lyrics that are still so profound that they are puzzling people to this day. Either that, or he wrote them intentionally so that they could never ever be understood. And seriously, there's some credence to that, that Dylan actually in some ways got so abstract that he confounded even himself. And, you know, you could go around and round and round about this all you want. Dylan himself never called himself a topical writer. He never felt he was a political writer. He wrote what he felt like writing. And that was his summation of his whole career. He doesn't label himself. And he doesn't care for accolades. He says they just get in the way. And then you become a recipient of someone else's idea of who you are and what you do and all this kind of thing. And that gets in your way. You can find yourself manipulated by those kinds of things if you're not careful. And probably when he was 19, 20, 21 years old, and every time he said anything, it wound up on the front page of the New York Times. I suppose when you're an introverted kid from Hibbing, Minnesota, that would sort of affect how you looked at life, really, when you think about it. At any rate, the Nobel folks have spoken, and we come up with a man who is still very complex and still somewhat intentionally, I would assume, stays away from certain areas of his life. But we come up with some amazing, amazing poetry. Check out this, The Gates of Eden.
Of war and peace, the truth just twists its curfew gull. It glides upon four-legged forest clouds, the cowboy angel rides. With his candle lit into the sun, though its glow is waxed in black. All except when 'neath the trees of Eden, the lamppost stands with folded arms, its iron claws attached to curbs neath holes where babies wail, though its shadow's metal badge. All in all can only fall with a crashing but meaningless blow. No sound ever comes from the gates of Eden. The savage soldier sticks his head in sand and then complains. Unto the shoeless hunter who's gone deaf but still remains. Upon the beach where hound dogs bay at ships with tattooed sails, heading for the gates of Eden. With a time-rusted compass blade, Aladdin and his lamp sits with utopian hermit monks, side saddle on the golden calf. And on their promises of paradise, you will not hear a laugh. All except inside the gates of Eden, relationships of all ship, they whisper in the wings. To those condemned to act accordingly and wait for succeeding kings. And I try to harmonize with songs the lonesome sparrow sings. There are no kings inside the gates of Eden. The motorcycle black Madonna, two-wheel gypsy queen, and her silver-studded phantom caused the gray flannel dwarf to scream as he weeps to wicked birds of prey who pick up on his breadcrumb sins. And there are no sins inside the gates of Eden. The kingdoms of experience in the precious winds, they rot. While paupers change possessions, each one wishing for what the other has got. And the princess and the prince discuss what's real and what is not. It doesn't matter inside the gates of Eden. The foreign sun, it squints upon a bed that is never mine. As friends and other strangers from their fates try to resign, leaving men wholly, totally free to do anything they wish to do but die. And there are no trials inside the gates of Eden. At dawn, my lover comes to me and tells me of her dreams. With no attempts to shovel a glimpse into the ditch of what each one means. At times I think there are no words but these to tell what's true. And there are no truths outside the gates of Eden.
Must a man walk down before they call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
How many years must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea?
How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? How many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Blowing in the wind, the answer is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there's no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Though I know that evening's empire has returned into sand, vanished from my hand, left me blindly here to stand, but still not sleeping. My weariness amazes me, I am branded on my feet. I have no one to meet, and the ancient empty streets too dead for dreaming. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there's no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Take me on a trip upon your magic swirling ship. My senses have been stripped. My hands can't feel to grip. My toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. Into my own parade. Cast your dance and spill my way. I promise to the wanderer. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there's no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I come following you. Though you might hear laughing, spinning, swinging madly across the sun, it's not aimed at anyone. It's just escaping on the run. And but for the sky, there are no fences facing. And if you hear vague traces of skipping reels of rhyme to your tambourine in time, it's just a ragged clown behind. I wouldn't pay it any mind. It's just a shadow you're seeing that he's chasing. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In a jingle jangle morning, I come following you. Smoke rings of my mind, down the foggy ruins of time, far past the frozen leaves, the haunted, frightened trees, out to the windy beach, far from the twisted reach of crazy sorrow. Yes, to dance beneath the diamond sky with one hand waving free, silhouetted by the sea, circled by the circus sands, with all memory and fate driven deep beneath the waves. Let me forget about today until tomorrow. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. my jingle jangle morning, I come following you.
You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. is on the hillside blooming crazy. Crickets talking back and forth in a ride. Blue River running so lazy. I could stay with you forever and never realize the time. Situations have ended sad. Relationships have all been bad. Mine have been like for lengths in rainbow. But there's no way I can compare all those things to this affair. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm doing, staying far behind without you. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm saying. Make me give myself a good talking to. I look for you in old Honolulu, San Francisco, Ashtabula. You're gonna have to leave me now, I know. I'll see you in the sky above, in the tall grass and the ones I love. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Oh, you're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Oh, you're gonna make me lonesome when you go.
Support for Northwest Public Radio comes from the Auditorium Chamber Music Series, presenting Deviant Septet, Tuesday, October 25th in the UI Auditorium. The program includes Igor Stravinsky's iconic L'Histoire du Soldat, with the musicians also providing narration. Tickets at Book Depot, at the door, and at auditoriumseries.org.
Partly sunny skies today, with high temperatures in the 50s. Pullman is expecting a high of 54, Lewiston 59. Clouds will roll in tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Cloudy skies tomorrow, but still dry. You can expect the rain to return as you start your week on Monday and stick around through most of next week.
from the album In Concert. That's Peter, Paul, and Mary, who actually really were the ones who, from the top 40 standpoint, catapulted Dylan into the mainstream with their version of Blown in the Wind and Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. And I thought I'd also play The Times Here A-Changin'. And I think I'll play their version of The Hour That the Ship Comes In as well, although there are other versions out there that are kind of cool. But we will play that one because they do a pretty optimistic job of it. We have to take a little bit of a break. We're just taking a look at a little bit of Bob Dylan here from a couple of different artists. We heard from the Chimes of Freedom album. We heard Miley Cyrus. That's Miley Cyrus doing You're Gonna Leave Me Lonesome, You're Gonna Make Me Lonesome When You Go. And we heard Michael Frante, his version of Subterranean Homesick Blues. And we're going to hear one more from that album as well. Elvis Costello and his version of License to Kill. But we have to take a little bit of a break. Yes, we do. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're going to be right back for lots, lots, lots more stuff. Okay, hang on because we're coming back.
He's afraid and confused, and his brain has been mismanaged with great skill. All he believes are his eyes, and his eyes that just tell him lies. But there's a woman on my block. Since then, chemical chill, saying who's gonna take away?
Who's gonna take away?
Who's gonna take away? Make a spirit, make a heart break.
Backbreaker!
Leave no stone unturned. Maybe an actor in a plot, that might be all that you got. Till you ever, till you ever, clearly run. Now we worship at an altar. I'm standing in the pool when he sees his reflection. He's fulfilled. Man is a bust of a play. Wants it all and he wants it his way. Now there's a woman on my block. She just sits there as the night grows still. Saying, who's gonna take away?
Who's gonna take away?
Who's gonna take away?
Who's gonna take away?
Whose life is a secret?
Bob, we love you. I'd like to introduce three brilliant young women making a great contribution to this generation of music. Great songwriter, performers. Please make welcome Sean Colvin, Mary Chapin Carpenter, and Roseanne Cash.
ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't.
Equality in school. Equality, I spoke the word as if I'm ready now. Ah, but I was so much younger than in a soldier's stance, I am my hand at the mother doctor's teeth. Every thought I become my enemy in the instant that I breathe. My existence led by confusion, but beauty from standing down. I was so much older. I'm younger than that now.
my goodness, we're joining the big finale and all those big stars at the 30th anniversary tribute to Bob Dylan, McGuinn and Harrison and Clapton and Young and John Mellencamp and Stevie Wonder and all those Clancy brothers and Mary Chapin Carpenter and the band and Richie Havens and oh my gosh. Anyway, but we have to fade out on all of this. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Woonjong Shin doing the playlists. And we're going to be right back for 2 hours more stuff other than Dylan. Interesting stuff, though, ain't it? Don't you think? I think Nobel got it right. We're coming right back. Hang on. We're coming back.